What I would tell you about how I know Jesus is God. Never met Jesus in person. Don't hear his voice. That's not for today. How I know Jesus is a bunch of ways. One, the confirmation of the Holy Spirit in my life that matches the Word of God. Two, the Word of God itself. Genesis to Revelation is the oracles of God. No other book in man's history is as accurate, is as complete, and preaches the biblical doctrines and predicts the future of mankind. 2,000 years ago, goat herders in Israel said that in the last days, Israel would be a nation surrounded by its enemies, and then the end will come. It's exactly what we have today. Revelation 13 says there'll come an evil one-world system that's going to force you to take a mark of the beast. Does anybody believe that's coming impossible with the technology today? Right? So if you can't believe the Bible, you can't believe anything. Jesus, his word, said we live by every word out of the mouth of God. So here's how I believe Jesus. He's either a liar or he's a Lord. Simple as that. If he's a liar, the word of God is not true. We can throw it away. Let's all go get drunk and hunt and fish the rest of our lives until we die and there's nothingness. But if he's true, his word is true. The Bible shows accurately from Genesis to Revelation, man's beginning. Yo, this whole idea, ready? Evolution, the biggest lie that's ever been propagated. They've got trees that were 300 feet tall, and they're like petrified coal, petrified coal, petrified. And by their evolutionary ideas, that whole thing should not be happening. And so evolution is a lie. Look around you. There is no evolution. There's adaptation within a species. Look at little dog, big dog. Nothing else. So the Word of God, the New Testament, is backed up by 27,000 ancient manuscripts. No other book comes close. What's the second closest book in, maybe you know, second closest book in human history that has as many manuscripts as the New Testament? The New Testament has 27,000. Homer's Iliad. It's a book of Greek poetry. It has 700 manuscripts. So the Word of God alone is the evidence for Jesus Christ. And then the confirmation of what he does in your life via the Holy Spirit and how he illuminates you, how he teaches you. And then the last part, ready? Let me solve your whole faith dilemma for you, can I? You can't please God without faith. Faith is what is unseen and you believe in. Can you see oxygen? Do you believe you're breathing it? Have that kind of faith with God. Look at his creation. Know who he is. He sent his son. He made a way for you. Stop listening to the culture. Stop listening to your flesh. Trust and believe the word of God. Jesus said, if you believe the word of God, there was a man that went to hell. And he said, it's burning here. It's terrible. Touch your finger on my tongue with water. It's so bad. And they said, no, we're not going to quench you because you denied the gospels. You denied the truth. He said, go warn my five brothers. I love what Abraham said to him. You remember? What did he say?
He said, if they didn't listen to me while I was there, they're not going to listen now either.
So here's my thought to you. Read the scriptures. Put your faith in God. Put your faith in Christ. Obey him. Conform your life. And if you believe in the word of God, that should be sufficient. If you don't believe in the word of God, it wouldn't matter if I could raise the dead for you today. If you're not going to believe the word of God, you're not going to become a believer. Put your faith in the scriptures. Try to prove the scriptures are wrong and your faith will skyrocket in God. You won't be able to do it. I tell atheists that all the time. Here's my card. Atheist, go prove Jesus and the Bible are wrong. You'll be richer, more famous than Elon Musk. They've never done it yet. Because they can't. Because they can't. Now, you have a question, and you were a little bit fleshly before. Have we settled down now?
Just felt like I want to come back.
Is it a good question?
I just want to come back to pray with you.
No, I was just talking to them. I don't pray in public. You probably heard me talking about. I don't pray in public.
I don't know if there's anywhere.
Where did Jesus say to pray, young man?
Room alone.
In your closet.
For the purpose of
in your closet.
Trying to show off.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So I didn't say you were, but I don't pray in public. I also don't pray with men I don't know. You're not my close brother, united in the faith, in the sound doctrine, so I don't know you. You could be a deceiver. I could be a deceiver. Go test me. But we don't pray with strangers. You know what I like in prayer too? This is going to sound really cheap, not cheap, really weird, but please, I'm not weird. Prayer is kind of like sexual intercourse. Does God say you should do that with anybody? No. Who's that for? Husband and wife. It's special. That's like prayer. Prayer is like spiritual communion with God. It's really special. And this culture just throws prayer around. National Prayer Day, pray, do this, do this. No, it's special, it's rare. And John 9, this is why I'm calling you all to obedience. Repent and obey. You know what it says in John 9? If you sin and practice sin, God doesn't hear your prayers. Go read John 9, 32. Or is it 31? 32, 31. He doesn't hear your prayers. If you live in willful sin, you're worldly, you follow false church systems, you live in pride and vanity in your dress, God doesn't hear your prayers. That's why I'm pleading with you to be meek and humble under the word of God. We can be bold men of God, but we're meek and humble under the word. Meek is not, I am a street preacher and I never lift up my voice. No, Jesus lifted his voice, Paul did. But we're meek because we're under the word and everything in our life is submitted. The church systems in this is not submitted to God's word. They're trampling Jesus. They're trampling. This is a false savior with a false gospel. I told you. 30-second prayer, feel bad for your sin, you're going to heaven. That is not the gospel. That's what he just prayed up there. That's not the gospel. He proved my whole point. And everybody listening, my testing is going to be up at don'tperish.com. It's already up for Lifelight. I'm going to be adding video and audio. I'm making audios as I preach. And you can look at all this. I got Cooper, John Cooper from Skillet on stage at Hellfest using the devil horns.
They're not the devil horns.
What are they, sir?
They're not the devil horns.
What are they?
I'll find out, but I know they're not.
You know where he used them? Hellfest, where they worship Satan.
What are you doing going to Hellfest?
What?
What were you doing at Hellfest?
I saw it on a video, right from his own website.
Like
really? To expose false teachers, I watch him. He's a wicked false teacher, John Cooper.
You listen to his podcast?
His podcast where he promotes Marvel comics and mysticism and magic as being of God. You can't be serious, sir. That's on my testing, too. Go get John Cooper. You must know him pretty well. You got a skill shirt up. Go tell him to bring his Bible out here. The street preacher wants to talk to him. He hides like a coward. Why doesn't he come out? Is he too good?
I think he's got a full schedule.
Really? A full schedule to become more of a millionaire selling the things of so-called God, which you're not supposed to sell anyway. Yes, sir.
Do not give dogs what is holy. Do not throw your beers before pigs, lest they trample underfoot. How do you interpret that? That's been bothering me for a while.
Yeah, so he's asking about the scripture verse that says, don't give your pearls before swine and dogs, lest they turn and rend. That means tear you to pieces. So I'm preaching to all you folks. None of you have been mockers. You've been very nice and kind. I don't preach to mockers.
Okay.
So if you started mocking and making fun and doing all stuff, I'd say, I didn't come here for you. Then I walk away, they get in my face, they try to stop me, and I go, I'm not here for you. I don't follow anybody, don't follow me. Proverbs says, don't give much to a scorner or a mocker because they're just being foolish. So you preach to people that have ears to hear. Make sense? So don't be offended that I won't pray with you. It's I don't know you and I don't pray in public.
My question was about, we go through prayer about being a private, which prayer is a very intimate thing with God. I very much so agree with you with that. But what about in Timothy, where it's like, we said, pray without ceasing?
Right. I pray all the time. I've prayed many times since I've been here. Did you know I did?
No.
Ready? Here's another fallacy. You ready for this one? Here's another fallacy. I'm challenging all your man-made traditions. Who thinks, could you hold my sign for me real quick? Who thinks this is biblical prayer? I'm not going to do it. People are going to take a picture of me. Who thinks this is biblical prayer? Who thinks that's biblical? It's how everybody prays. I saw you guys do it. You know what the Bible says? Men should pray with what?
Hands.
This is how we pray. I'm teaching you that you're following a lot of traditions. Ready? 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 Don't love me. Love the word of God and the truth. What is this?
Is this okay?
Huh?
Is this okay?
Yep, yeah. I'm not.
That's what.
Okay.
Do, right?
What is this? I didn't say you did this. I'm saying, okay. What is this? This is the, what am I doing? Where am I going? The lotus position. This comes from Hinduism. Which the Pentecostals are falling into. Ready? Slain in the spirit? Nowhere in scripture. I got a whole article on that. That is demonic. You know who Sean Foyt is? Good. He's this guy on the internet goes all around doing that. That is not of God whatsoever. But look at that. Most people bow their heads. Paul says men with their hands lifted high. Ready? Men are not to reason in the word of God with their heads covered. 1 Corinthians 11. Did you know that? Your head should not be covered. Men. Uncovered, right? I'm just saying, a lot of men come up to me and reason in the word of God, your head's to be uncovered. even when you're talking, witnessing, anything. I used to wear a baseball hat because look at me. I'm bald. I get scorched in the sun. God's given me grace over that. When I was a pagan, I hated the sun. I was a bodybuilder and I used to tan unnaturally to get tan. I hated the sun. When I became a street preacher, I used to wear a baseball hat. I believe that you have to take your hat off when you're witnessing, whenever you're doing anything. Guess what I was doing all the time? I walked down the street, covered my head, took my hat off. How you doing? Here's the gospel card, we're witnessing. I started forgetting that my hat was on. And I said to the Lord, I'm going without a hat because I want to pray all the time, unceasing. And God gave me grace. And guess what? Was it 100 degrees today? I've been preaching all day. I'm 60 years old. We haven't stopped for a minute. God gives you grace to do what he's called you to do. It's by his power. Love you, sir. Check out my website, don'tperish.com. Shoot me an email. Any other questions? You guys have been awesome. Either you guys are a street preacher's dream. You listen, you're taking it in, you're gonna go test it. You're not calling the police on me. You're not stealing my phone and my gospel signs, literally. It's amazing. The religious systems are my worst enemies. The pastors. I love your dad. Watch out. You go, hold on, hold on. I can almost guarantee, unless your dad's a special anomaly, if you go tell him about me and you show him my website, you know what you're gonna hear? Legalist, workspace, cult.
He's special, you'll see.
Don't let him do that. Let him come to me and say, Dad, go tell him all that to his face and give him the biblical proof, and that'd be awesome. I'm all open for that. But gotta be audio recorded. Not to get him, yeah, but just to record it, and everybody's going to learn from it.
We're going to post it?
We could talk about that. Maybe he would agree to.
Okay.
Why not? God hears everything you're saying. Yeah. Why are people afraid of audio recordings? They're watching us, cameras. You go to Walmart, they're watching you. You go to banks, they're watching you. Yeah, traffic signs, they're watching you. You're carrying a camera. Look at, they don't like me using an amp. They got amplifiers bigger than my first apartment. I got a little tiny amp. I showed up here and started preaching. The security guards got on me and they said, you're using an amp, we can hear it. And I said, I have a loud voice, I'm not using my amp. They were ready to throw me out over free speech rights, and then they said, you're using an amp, and I said, where? Where? I don't have an amp. So, maybe your dad's special, I don't know. I don't know. You've been here a long time, any questions?
No.
No? How about you? Nope. My wife is talking to your sister. That's your sister?
Yeah,
not
my
your sister.
Cousin.
Cousin. Okay, nice. Did you get a gospel card?
I didn't.
You want one?
Yeah.
We want you to have one. We don't sell the things of God. We don't want your money. We want you to open the Word of God, follow Him in spirit and truth. Test every single thing I have said to the Word of God, and I believe you'll find it true. And if whatever is not true, men, contact me, rebuke me, correct me, and I will publicly repent of it. But you know why I know I'm in the truth? Because there's only one interpretation. The Spirit's taught me. Thank you, ladies. We love you. Let us know how we can help you. Because the Holy Spirit teaches us truth. I believe I'm walking in sound doctrine. I believe God's given me boldness. I've tested all things. I offer everyone to test me. They won't test me because I know I'm in sound doctrine. And ready? Why am I so bold? I will die for anything I believe in.
But
anything.
But that's not, I don't always, I heard this too, but like, I can argue a Muslim would die.
No, cults die, but they're not dying for Christ and the truth. So look at the context of that. They're dying for a false way. Do you believe Jesus is the true way?
Yes.
Then don't compare those.
No, I'm
right.
Just saying, but just because I can,
because you kind of said I could be prideful by my dress. Well, you could be prideful by going to church. Everybody else goes to church.
Yeah.
They could be prideful. So pride comes from your heart, not by obeying God.
Yeah.
Not by obeying God.
All I was just saying is that just because I'm wearing this doesn't mean I'm reminding myself that if I have a wicked heart, my dress.
Yeah, but I have a question. So we're going to go for it. I love you, man. You've been standing there. I love you a lot. So I'm going to ask a question. Why would you wear clothing that shows off your form and has pattern and it just shows everything off rather than just dressing down and killing all your pride and vanity? Your hair, ready? Hold on. Your hair? I had a young brother named Akuo. He's going to listen to this audio. I got to preach this. I met him street preaching. He's like, how old are you? How old are you?
Me, I'm 20.
20. He's 25. He had this nicest curly blonde hair, like you. And he had this curly hair. And whenever we would talk and stuff, I could tell he was like. And I'm not a legalist. I don't lord over. Never brought it up. He's a godly young man. But one day he said, what do you think about hair? And I said, well, I don't have any. And I said, but men should be short, according to Paul. And he said, I think you're right. He said, I think I spent too much time worrying about my hair. You know what he said? He said, too close. Do you have tweezers? Or a thing? My wife does mine. I said, yeah. Give it to me. He went in a parking lot in Walmart or some park we were at. Vroom, 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 vroom. He buzzed his head and he started growing his beard. You want to know what was the culmination of that? He went from looking like he's 17 to looking like a grown man of God in his biblical dress, a beard, and a shorter cut hair. No longer pride and vanity. So the question I would ask is not why you should wear this because God commanded it. Why wouldn't you? And why do women and men choose clothing to make themselves look good? Is it pride? What is pride an abomination before God? Proverbs 6:17.
Is pride an abomination?
A proud look is about. Do you want to be an abomination to God? So you shouldn't be doing that.
Okay, but
you're dressed like the culture.
Okay, look. This is my cousin. They can testify. Oh. I dress like an old grandpa, right?
Like a what?
Like an old grandpa. I don't. Not today.
But you're still
not
dressed
today.
Worldly by God's standard. By God's standard.
And I did it because I wanted it because of pride. Not only because of pride, I kind of like the style, but also I was thinking, pride. Look at me, I'm dressed like a real Christian because I didn't never heard about this. I never
right.
heard about this.
Right, I understand. I want you to hear about it. God did it and it never changed.
But then I'm like, no, I'm showing off my humbleness, you know? That's why I dress like a normal person.
No, Jesus said that we are supposed to let our good works be seen before men so that it may glorify your Father in heaven. So your obedience should be seen. Look at me. Look at me. I'm an obstacle out here with a sign and I don't look like the world. You think I'm doing this to show off? I'm showing the good works that God does to warn my neighbor in love. So you're dressing like the world to not stand out from them. Yet the Bible says in Romans 12, don't conform to the world. See the opposite of that?
Yeah, but like wearing a suit, that's not cultural.
Wearing a suit, like that one's cultural. You can walk into a casino or a club.
Here, what's your first name?
Michael.
Michael, I keep forgetting names, but I'll never forget faces. I'll remember you in eternity, even if you don't make it. But I want you to, and you too. Cultural. It's whatever God didn't ordain. So, okay, my wife and I sold everything. We live in a little camper van.
This is cultural.
Right, I was just going to explain to you. We live in a little camper van. It's cultural because we drive cars. But it's not sinful because God didn't, one, say you can't do it, and I don't do sinful things with it. And it doesn't affect my pride. This in no way affects my pride, my vanity. It's actually liquid so I don't faint out here. So think about that. One guy said to me, oh, look at you, you're worldly. You're wearing glasses. Have you seen me wearing my sunglasses now that the sun went down? I don't wear them to look. These, by the way, these are stylish, fashionable Dollar General. They're $1.25. I lose them, guys grab them and rip them off, so I don't buy good glasses. I don't want good glasses. They're practical. I cover my eyes because I get headaches when I'm in the sun all day long. So learn, ready? This is important. Learn to discern spiritually. That which is spirit and that which is flesh. Can I give you a gospel card, sir? We love you. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. Our website's there for you. If you have any questions, I'd be happy to help you. Discern all things like a spiritual man, not a fleshly man. So look at everything spiritual and go, is this water bottle a spiritual thing against God? Did God say you can't have an aluminum water bottle to keep yourself hydrated? What do you think? What about if I had a chrome watch this big that had bling and I'm wearing it out here? Then start showing pride and vanity hanging on the temple. You go, what is that for? I know guys that wear these watches. They're like, what is the purpose? It's a look at me. So you gotta kill your flesh to come after Christ. If you don't kill your flesh, you can't come after Christ.
That's hard.
He will let you do all hard things. Why do you think he said in Luke 13, strive, that means fight to enter through the straight way. Why do you think he said that? That word strive means fight. This place, this is why I'm against it. Ready? Hold my sign. Thank you. This place teaches Christianity like this. I'm gonna make it no matter what. I'm good to go because I said a prayer. Jesus Christ said, strive to enter through the straight way. What did Apostle Paul say? We should work out our salvation in?
We usually read the Bible questions.
In Philippians, fear and trembling. What's the beginning of wisdom? Fear. I do this. Ready? We're going to do an experiment. You guys want to watch an experiment? Watch this. Hey, I'm lifting up the biblical gospel. Does anyone here Does anyone here fear God? Who fears God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength? Are you fearing God today? Do you believe God so much you fear in reverence to flee and obey Him and follow Him and seek Him with all your heart? Who fears God?
I do not.
Did you see what I just did? About in front of 300 people, I asked who feared God. One person put their hand up in a timid way. The Bible says the beginning of wisdom is to fear God in Proverbs. You guys have been awesome. You're not getting out here without a hug, and if it's sweaty, I don't care.
I love you.
I hope I hear from you.
I hope
you too. You've been awesome. I love you. Thank you, ma'am. You've been awesome. Quiet women before God is a blessing to Him.
Yeah.
I want to hear from, where'd he go? Did he leave? Hope to hear from his dad. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you. God bless you. God blesses those who obey Him. Remember that. How can I help you, sir? I've been preaching.
I was just interested in, like, what?